Blog Talk Radio.
Dobro jutro. Bonjour. Welcome. You've tuned in to Live with Gary, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. Now, the show is live from 11:30 to 12 Central Time, and then about 20 minutes after, it is archived. And you can listen to it again and again, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy, C-A-T-H-I, Watson, and click on any date to hear a show. Now, I know today is habits. They have three parts: reminder, routine, reward. And a habit is an action you do automatically. Did you know that the habits are the invisible architecture of everyday life and a significant element of happiness? If we have habits that work for us, we're much more likely to be happy, healthy, productive, and creative. But I want to ask you the question: how happy are you? On a scale of 1 to 10, and 10 being the highest, how are you? How happy are you? Now, I want you to remember this, and I want you to repeat it over and over again. I want it to become a habit in your life. If you truly want to change your life, you have to change your thinking. What are your thoughts now? Do you want to change your life? You have to change your thinking. Our life is not a dress rehearsal. This is it. No do-overs. This day, and you will never ever happen again. There's only one of you. That's why you're so unique. And you are who you are right now by your habits. Don't be afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be right now. Get in the habit of complimenting yourself every day. If you don't tell yourself how great you are, you're not going to exude that wonderful feeling of confidence. And you'll just become a wimpy little habit. Tomorrow's promise to no one. There's just today. Sparkling, we only have the present moment. So now, sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. Realize deeply that the present moment is all that you ever have. Make the now the primary focus of your life. And you see, our body and brain don't age. We do by our habits. And our choices, our greatest power is that of choice. If you're listening to Live with Kathy right now, it was because you chose, and it was a wise choice, to listen to my show. You see, darlings, my mission and passion is to change, it's habitual with me, this I recite all day long, to change the perception of aging, not only in America, but the world. Mark Twain said, "Age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter." And Raymond Charles Barker, the theologian, said, The danger of aging is that most people accept where they are and stop visioning where they want to go. Let's get in the habit of seeing ourselves reaching our goal. Circa 2019, I'm a simply ageless octogenarian and fashionista with a can-do attitude going on age 30. And will you promise me that you will get in the habit of reminding yourself that you're not going to go to the very end with your dreams still dancing in your heart? Why don't you give a voice to your passion? I'm not digressing. I'm just still on your mission and your passion. Did you ever think about, now come on, be with me, just relax, and we're just sitting and chatting. Be the star. Now, promise me, did you ever dream of being the star of your very own live radio show on internet radio? The world is waiting for you. Timing is everything, and the time is now. You could be a stay-at-home mom, pa. You could be an entrepreneur, business owner. Does everyone really understand the purpose of your service, purpose, product, mission, and passion? Now imagine giving a voice to your passion. Your very own half-hour show starring you with your story, your way. The world's largest social network is waiting for you. By the way, did you know that internet radio is a powerful advertising, marketing, PR tool and a learning curve? It's exploding. And best of all this is so great, you broadcast from the comfort of your home office on a landline phone, and then after that, your show is archived in minutes. When you get the archived show, you're able to forward it, you email it to your database and so on and so forth, and invite them. Say, hey, it's okay. You could spread it around the world. In minutes, your show, your voice, your message will be heard locally, nationally, and in minutes, your show will circle the world. But no loose cannons. You have to get in touch with me. Email Kathy, C-A-T-H-I, studio, at sbcglobal.net, and I will work with you on content, and I become your outside advocate. Now, if you're not quite ready for that, you could be part of the Live with Kathy Consortium via 30 and 60 second commercials. It's a 13-week contract. It's affordable. But do you want to give a voice to your passion? Or are you just going to sit there and say, well, I should have, I could have, oh, maybe later? Come on. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand. Melting like a snowflake. Now, honey, that's all I can do. You see, I'm in the habit of reminding you about my mission and passion, and I want you to have your mission and passion. But are you just going to sit there and say, well, I should have, I could have, oh, maybe it'll happen. In nothing flat, it'll be 2025. And then what are you going to do? Are you in the habit of procrastinating? Oh, I'll do it next week or I'll do it 3 months from now. Nah, you're just talking. And talking and projecting is a habit. What are some of your habits? Email cafestudio@sbcglobal.net and share with me what they are. Now, I'm in the habit of promoting and introducing you to my sponsors. I really think of them as my friends or advertisers. The energy, the brotherhood and sisterhood, ironworkers and impact. Titanic shaping and bridging the future, giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the domperion of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more, log on www.impactimpact.net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers, the domperion of the trades. You want to learn more about them? Hey, gals, it's for you too. Iron workers love having estrogen on the job to be compatible with the testosterone. You see, my mission and passion is to acknowledge you, you iron workers, and to have you recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It is with pleasure for me to illuminate the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. I wrote a story, and it is Ironworkers, What a Noble Profession. And I put it on a disc, and the music that I used just to open it was Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. I love listening to it. I just love listening to it. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Beau Vivant of Iron Age. He is a brilliant wire art sculptor and leatherworks, and he designs unique, one-of-a-kind, original patterns, hand-built gifts. If you want to give a unique gift, you get in touch with me, and I will put you in touch with the Beau Vivant. Because you see, everything that he does is hand-built, made one at a time. He was sitting one day, and he knows that I love elephants, and in the palm of his hands, with wire art, I mean a wire, just plain little wire, he created a mama, a papa, a teenager, and a baby elephant for me out of wire. So if you want anything unique, please get in touch with Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Darlings, I want to remind you that I know what I'm talking about. I do a great deal of research for my shows. This is why I just love to to give a voice to my passion. It's keeping my brain alive. I'm just so busy with getting information fed into the brain that I can't think of anything else. So you see, I know what I'm talking about. And I speak my word with vigor, vitality, confidence, and experience. And those of you that want to be in touch with me on today's show, email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net, and I shall be delighted to respond to your query. Let's get back to habits. What is a habit? We talked about it. It's an action that you do automatically. Are you in the habit of just having negative thoughts? Okay, write this down. There are three elements of a habit. Reminder, routine, and reward. The reminder is a cue or a signal to start doing something. That reminder kicks in automatically by part of a habit. Are you in the habit of negative thinking? Oh, I'll have to take this call. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello, Kathy.
Hi. The voice
I'm in
is
Largo.
Familiar. You're what?
I'm in Largo, honey.
In Largo? Where's that?
California.
In California? What are you doing there?
I'm reading a book in the library.
Uh-huh.
And it's a wonderful
book. What is it?
It's called How a Stone Comes Again.
We didn't get it. What is it again?
How a Stone Comes Again. Cafe?
You seem to be in the habit of doing exciting things. What's your best habit?
I like to party and read books.
You like to read books. And I just love it when you call in. Make it a great day, and I'll make mine better. Thanks for calling. Au revoir. Get in the habit of giving yourself a compliment every day. Can you do that? Come on. Why can't you? The power of your words and the thoughts on yourself and others. There's only one of you. There isn't anyone out there. You are you. You are you, you. And there's no replica. You are magnificent. And I'm going to tell you that right now. I want you to believe that you are truly magnificent. And come on, avoid making excuses. Well, I'm just too busy. What are you talking about? You're not too busy. If you're really magnificent, how could you possibly be magnificent if you're not telling yourself that you are? Okay. How much anger is there in your life? Understand where anger comes from and how to deal with it. Be open to change. Oh, we're all stuck in negative habits, negative thinking. Learn to control what you can and manage the chaos by spontaneity and change. Bring opportunities and memories. It's great to go back into your past, but don't let go of it. Just take from it what really made a difference in your life, and your life is glorious because you embraced it. You see, when you embrace the habits that set you apart from other people, you become a role model. And that you're able to embrace the opportunity to be a mentor to others and live your life as if the people you care about most are watching. Yeah, they're watching our habits. What are you in the habit of doing? Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Now, darlings, remember, Kathy is C-A-T-H-I. And I'd love to hear from you. Okay. Can you truly forgive someone who hurt you? Can you release it? Bearing a grudge can be a huge anchor and tear in your life. And others apart will just tear you apart. It can hold you back from being the best version of you. When there's an upset, when there's something that I'm really PO'd about, I don't let it grow in me. I wait until I've calmed down, and I confront the person, not in anger. Simply, I just didn't understand your comment yesterday about me. Could you share your thoughts with me? This is how I'm going to improve. This is how I will become a better me if I know. Will you do that? Are you just going to harbor the grudge? Listen to people more. Communication is a two-way street. Be patient and respectful of others. Can you listen to yourself? Listen to your body and what it's telling you. Listen to how you talk to yourself and others. Wake up in the morning and tell yourself you're just so wonderful. And hug yourself and just commit to, this is going to be the best day of my life. You see, when you get in the habit of programming your day and you, oh, you'll be healthier, you'll be happier, and get rid of the grudges, get rid of the hateful, whatever. Well, how does it serve you? Darlings, how does it serve you? Learn something new. Discover more about yourself, your friends, your family. New people, new places, things, and more to enrich your life. And as we talk about this, we're certain to reveal even more life hacks that can transform you and your life. They were hacks or habits. You say, Jeremy, don't you understand? Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. There are so many of you out there that you're living in the now, but what is the quality of the now? I'm asking you, What is the quality of the now? You see, I'm going to say it again, and I'll say it again, and say it again. There are no do-overs. Don't you understand that? There are no do-overs. So what habits do you have in your life that need to be rewired? You have to rewire your brain. And so I've often wondered, how long does it take to build a habit? They used to say 21 days to form a habit, but that's a myth. In 2010 study established in the European Journal of Social Psychology, and almost 100 volunteers work on building habits 12 weeks. That's 3 months. They found that the habit became more or less automatic at average of 66 days, but it varied considerably. It took 18 days for some people and up to 8 months for others. Slipping up once doesn't make a difference. But the researchers wrote that consistency and repetition were instrumental to building a habit. So, right, you know, get a journal out, get a book out, a piece of paper, I don't care. Put the date, August 21st. Write and be honest with yourself. I want pro and con. I want the first page to be your good habits that really make you feel good. You see, people that are consistently ill, sick, 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 going to the doctor, going to the doctor, going to the doctor, it's their thinking and their choices in their life, and they're not willing to change anything, so you got to live with it. But if you want to change your life, you have to change your thinking. Write down your goals. I told you to write them down. And then write the steps of what it takes to get there. This is your life. It's promised to no one. There's only you. We only have this present moment and nothing more. Eckhart Tolle said, realize deeply that the present moment is all that you'll ever have. Right now, living in the now, right now, this very minute, 11:58 a.m. in Wisconsin. This is all that I have. You know, I feel myself just living in the now, and it's a wonderful feeling. If you're all over the place scattered, and your habits are just so negative, you have to make the now, right now, where we are sitting, the primary focus of your life. Come into the present moment. Just be. And enjoy being you. Write down your bad habits. Did you hear me? And then take each habit. Read it. Be in the silent. Be in the room. Be very silent. Read it. And let it penetrate into your head and your body. I am convinced that most illnesses are caused by habitual, negative, bad habit thinking. You want to replace it. You see, habits once formed are always there. There's no such thing as just stopping bad behavior. You have to override it with a new one. And you only do it by talking in the morning, looking in the mirror, and saying, I am ready to change this habit. Until we meet again, darlings, remember to always be in your best element. Au revoir.